From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. President Obama has hosted Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Washington in the first such visit by a Canadian leader in almost two decades. Obama and Trudeau, a fellow liberal, held a joint news conference at the White House after holding private talks on Thursday. With 2016 being a U.S. election year, the reporters' questions turned to politics. Trudeau was asked about the U.S. presidential campaign and the prospect of a far more conservative U.S. president being elected.
The relationship, the friendship between our two countries goes far beyond any two individuals or any ideologies. I have tremendous confidence in the American people and look forward to working with whomever they choose to send to this White House later this year.
A reporter also asked Obama about some American voters saying they would move to Canada if Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is elected.
I am absolutely certain that in 2012, when there was the possibility that I might be reelected, there were folks who were threatening to go to Canada as well. One of the great things about a relationship like Canada's and the United States is it transcends party. And it's bipartisan.
Well, in their Oval Office talks, Obama and Trudeau focused on combating climate change, boosting trade, and fighting the Islamic State. Well, counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files allegedly stolen from the Islamic State by a defector. Published reports say the files may contain information about 22,000 of the militant group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. This is VOA News. In another blow to the Islamic State, U.S. defense officials say a key IS operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody. The officials say the captured militant had provided a U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the Islamic State's chemical weapons capabilities. A Pentagon spokesman, Peter Cook, said the suspect, Sleiman Daoud al-Bakr, also known as Abu Daoud, is the Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. The special UN investigator on freedom of religion is calling for a universal repeal of blasphemy laws. The UN investigator says such laws restrict freedom of expression and promote hatred and intolerance toward minority religions. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Human rights expert Heine Bielefeld says freedom of religion and freedom of expression are mutually reinforcing, allowing both rights to flourish, but that blasphemy laws cast a pall over these basic rights. He says religious minorities suffer most from the chilling effects the laws create. Bielefeld says Pakistan is known for its draconian blasphemy laws that even carry the death penalty. Although the ultimate sentence has never been carried out, he says many people accused of blasphemy are on death row. While the laws are largely associated with Muslim countries, he says they also exist within Hindu, Buddhist, and Christian societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is supposed to protect. Ban said it betrays the values and principles that the UN purports to advance and tarnishes the credibility of United Nations peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole. The UN mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA, has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, 22 cases last year and several more in 2016. The European Central Bank has introduced a new round of economic stimulus measures. Thursday's moves are part of a new EU effort to boost the economic fortunes of the 19-country bloc that uses the euro currency. The continent's central bank cut all of its key interest rates and increased its monthly asset buying program. The ECB also announced new cheap loans for banks in the hope that those banks will in turn lend money to businesses and consumers to boost the region's economy. I'm Michael Lippin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.